Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. If you have been engaged in the Trust Project with me, you'll love this month's focus, kids. I made a mistake and said that marriage was our focus for June, and it's not. That will be our focus for July. I am so thankful for the grace you give me for all of my foibles. The week I'm recording this is the week I'm leaving for the Great Homeschool Convention in California. I would so love to see you there. Before we dive into the topic of trusting God with our kids, let's talk about how trusting God with health and safety went. If you suddenly had all kinds of reasons to fear for your health and safety, you're doing something right. If you have no challenges in this area, you won't grow your faith. You won't learn to trust God more if everything is going well. This last month, I had a number of troubling physical symptoms. I also frequently had to ride in the car with my husband at the wheel. Did I perfectly trust God? No. But did I grow in my trust? Yes. I would say dramatically so. I kept thinking about the Trust Project as my top priority. It kept me from fretting, researching dread diseases, and signaling to my husband that he was about to kill us all. One thing I learned last month is that I needed to make an addition to our Trust Project and the printables I created to go along with it. If you are a subscriber, you automatically received these updated forms in your inbox. If you're not a subscriber, you can find the link to get them in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/trustkids. What is the needed addition? First, we need to ask ourselves the benefits of trusting God in each area. What are the benefits of trusting God with my kids? I will have far less anxiety. I can enjoy good times without them being sullied by worry. My kids will feel more confident and have more trust in God too. They won't be annoyed by my unnecessary worry. What benefits will you gain by trusting God with your kids? The next addition is to ask ourselves what we will stop and start doing if we are trusting God in this area. With my kids, I will start assuming that my kids are safe. I will assume that God will guide them and protect them. I will believe the best about them and for them. I will stop believing that they will have an accident or be crime victims or will make poor choices. I will believe that my kids are in God's hands and that that is safer for them than being in my hands. What will you stop doing with respect to your kids? Finally, I have added a section for us to ask ourselves what trusting God in this area would look like. For me, it would look like praying about my kids instead of worrying about my kids. It would feel like enjoying them and my times away from them without worry. It would look like peace in knowing that if God wants me to act, He will make that clear. That last part makes me emotional. The enemy wants us to believe that our kids will die or make a terrible, life-altering choice, and it will be all our fault. This feeds into the worrying and the hovering, doesn't it? Now, let's move into our TRUST acronym. T is for truth. What is the truth about God and our kids? Our scripture to meditate on is Matthew 18:10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Did you catch that? Our kids have angels in heaven watching over them and protecting them. Of course, God is also watching over them. But in His loving kindness, He has given our beloved children into the care of these heavenly beings. These angels will prevent accidents, crime, and even self-harm when we aren't there. What a wonderful image. Our biblical account is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, He was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And He took the children in His arms, placed His hands on them, and blessed them. God loves our kids so much, more than we do. What a reassuring truth that is. The next part of truth is addressing lies we believe in this area. One of the lies I've believed is that God will take one or more of my children from me to make me better or stronger. That belief comes from the lie that God is really not good. It is true that my kids may go to heaven before I do, but it won't be because God is callously trying to make me a better person. That's a lie. If God does permit any of my kids to die prematurely, I can know that He has a good purpose, that it is not to harm me or my child. And I can know that His grace and strength would allow me to survive that loss. I don't have to prepare for that day that may never come. I'll have all the grace when I need it. The R in trust is for remembering. How has God proved Himself trustworthy with your kids? I made so many mistakes with my kids' safety when they were babies. I left a knife in the dishwasher that my baby grabbed and cut himself with, for example. But God has delivered my kids also from accidents of their own making. My 22-year-old had a biking accident that fractured his skull near the base of his neck. It could have killed or paralyzed him, but it did not. My college son needed an internship this summer and was having trouble finding one. I had no time to help him. I gave it to the Lord. Sure enough, he has one. The U in trust is for understanding. In some cases, we already understand what the Lord's will is. We just need to act on it. As I record this, I have just learned that my daughter was exposed to whooping cough. I don't know if she will develop it, but I know what the treatment is. If she develops symptoms, we'll get her to the doctor, and we'll trust God for her healing. Worrying about it isn't trusting God. The S in trust is for supplication. We pray. I have my kids on a regular rotation in my prayer app. I pray for their faith, their work, their studies, their health, and their relationships. We can also ask others to pray. When I found out about the whooping cough exposure, I immediately asked friends to pray. The final T in trust is for thanksgiving. I have to tell you a story about a dear older friend of mine. One of her children and her only son died of cancer when he was just 16. The Lord has sustained her through that loss in a supernatural way. But 2 weeks after he had died, she found one of his shirts in the laundry. She didn't know why it would be there. She felt this spirit of darkness and despair descend on her. She recognized it, and she refused it. She put her son's shirt on and began to praise the Lord. Thanksgiving and praise can defeat the enemy's lies about our children. I am so thankful for my children's health, faith, and family relationships. I am overwhelmed with gratitude that I have been given the opportunity to be their mom, flawed and imperfect as I am. If I were to die today, or all my children were taken home in one disaster, how could I, like Job, not give thanks to God for these blessed 23 years of parenting? Take time today to give thanks for these children you've been given. I have many projects on my plate, as I'm sure you do, but I believe the Trust Project is the most important of all. I would love for you to share this project with the people you know who need to believe God for their deliverance and joy. Again, you can find the free printables at homeschoolsanity.com/trustkids. I'll be back next month to talk about trusting God with single parenting and marriage. I mean that this time. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.